Instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
Enjoying the enhanced programming and sound of HD Digital Radio yet? If not, go to crutchfield.com. Crutchfield will help you find an HD radio tuner for your car and give you free installation guides and support with your purchase. Get into HD radio at crutchfield.com.
Phil Bronstein, Maggie Lynch from Muni, Medea Benjamin from Code Pink, and savvy campaign strategist Gail Kaufman among the guests. With Will and Willie, they are live at San Francisco's Ferry Building this morning. You're welcome to go see them. They're getting the show ready, and they're coming up next after our Quake News Team special, California in Crisis, on our state's infrastructure. And that's the Progressive News Hour today. Thanks a lot for listening. This is the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960, The Quake.
The following is a special presentation of 960 The Quake News. California in Crisis, an in-depth look at the state's infrastructure problems.
California's high-speed rail project is an ambitious one.
It's probably going to be the largest public works project, at least in the United States, and perhaps one of the largest anyway in the world, when it's fully completed.
Richard Silver is with the Rail Passengers Association of California. The train line running 800 miles between Sacramento and San Diego, with trains traveling at speeds of over 200 miles per hour. 2016 is the target date for the first sections to be finished, but then again...
Throw a lawsuit in here or there, find some kind of archaeological lost civilization garbage dump, or I don't mean to be cynical, but these things happen, and increase in some costs here and there. All these things create delays.
After you get over the political and bureaucratic hurdles, then you've got to tackle the construction delays.
A few major difficulties, and those are the mountain crossings. We have to create the brand new corridors. The big part of the project is building grade crossings. There's a lot of streets where the train and the street are on the same level.
Betty Morshed heads up the California High-Speed Rail Authority, acknowledging the real uphill battle.
The biggest hurdle is going to be full financing of the project because of the costs associated with it.
In 2008, voters will be deciding on another massive bond measure to pay for building this high-speed rail system. Richard Silver believes it's money worth spending.
Don't be surprised if it's over $35 billion. People say, well, you want us to vote for 35 and you think it's going to be, how can you expect us to vote? It's worth doing. We're always going to need it. It's never going to go away. If we decide it's too expensive now and don't do it, then our kids and grandchildren in 2050 are going to have to do it. It's going to cost them more. It's going to be harder.
Tom Holzman is the CEO of the Associated General Contractors of California and is not as optimistic.
It's a huge undertaking. It's not just money, tens of billions. It is trying to coordinate through all the political infrastructures across the state where the grades will be cut, where the stations will be placed, and then you add to that the environmental impact reports.
Coming up in our next segment, California's housing crunch.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our California in Crisis reports, or listen online at quakeradio.com.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Knowledge is power and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
Day. 7:04 at 960. The Quake. This report brought to us by Hyundai. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. It's real busy at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. Back up all the way into the maze. Slow on all the approaches. There was late drying asphalt. Cones picked up after 6:30. And now a three-car crash blocking the right lane right before Treasure Island on the upper deck. So you're looking at about a half hour from maze to metering lights and another 20 minutes at this point. And it could improve rapidly, but we'll keep an eye on it for you. 580 westbound before the 80 interchange, two-car crash, now on the shoulder. Concord crash, 680 southbound after Highway 4, and a big rig blocking the right lane on 80 eastbound at Central Ave. Now is the time to get the best deals on every Hyundai car and SUV during the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance. Save big on Sonata, Santa Fe, Tucson, and Elantra, all backed by America's Best Warranty. Hurry to the Hyundai Challenge Summer Clearance now at your Hyundai dealer. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. You'll get this morning's top stories in 10 minutes. They're live at the Ferry Building this morning. It's Will Durst and Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, Bay Area. It is 7:06 a.m. on Tuesday, August 22nd, and we're still here. 7 a.m. and we're still here. The 12th Imam has not showed up. We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Mr. Durst. I had a little bit of trouble finding our location this morning. They said the Ferry Building, and I recall that the Ferry Building is a full block. And there's no question that you let me loose in a full block, you got a problem.
I wandered, we're in the back, and we were going to be outside, and I wandered down back there, nothing, nobody, you know, somebody feeding seagulls, and that was it, and I went, oh, rats, I missed a phone call. Yeah. And then I realized that we were right inside, and we're right next to Pete's and the Book Passage, and we're here in the Ferry Building in the back. We could see the ferries disembarking. There's not much embarking. There's a lot of disembarking going on.
As a matter of fact, the location we were in, frankly, the last time I was here, there was a line about a block and a half long because they were waiting to sign Clinton's autograph.
Oh, really? Here at the Book Passage?
Yeah, and I was presenting him here at the Book Passage.
Oh, so you got your book signed first?
No. I walked out with 12.
12?
Yes. I walked out with 12, and my goal was for the express purpose of course, being able to give them to other people.
Christmas gifts?
Well, and then I realized that that line, people would not want to be in line long, and for the right price.
Ah, very nice. Yeah. It was sold skips. I think the president tried to sell some skips yesterday to his Republican cohorts. He's trying to rally the public back to the side of the war.
Well, and he did a good job, frankly. He really laid it on the line. He said, hey, you know, we're not getting out of there. We're not going to lose this war as long as I'm president of these United States.
That's what he said.
He made
as long as I'm president, we're not leaving. So, if that's what it takes.
I knew you were going to say that. I could see that would come in.
Over my dead body.
It was almost like a Barry Bonds slow pitch.
Oh, from LeVon yesterday. It was a bullet into the bay. Yeah.
That was an arrangement.
I think it was.
Well, you know that, damn it. But it was a winning run.
Yeah. Yeah.
5-0.
Noah Lowry.
No one thought Laura Lowry was going to go 2-0. Bush didn't go 2-0. I got to tell you, though, that, hey, these people are coming through here. They're just walking through there.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Look at this.
How you doing? Good
look
to see you.
Guy's carrying the Macy's bag. That means he's returning something.
You know, it's amazing. You see this happening, and then you hear today what happened, that Caltrans put down some pavement last night, and the asphalt didn't dry, and so one of the lanes is screwed up, so it's like an hour. It took Tony Ryan an hour and 15 minutes to get in here, and it's normally like a 35-minute commute, especially at this hour, so there's people stuck on that Bay Bridge listening to us right now, and you should see them streaming in here, disembarking off the ferry. Yes, mass transit works, my friends.
And it's amazing what people carry with them. I just saw a guy with a scooter. That's a guy with a razor. I mean, it's incredible what people carry with them.
Morning.
But let's go back to Bush for a second, and I think, can we do callers today? Do we have the capacity to do calls? I mean, 866-960-5753. Bush's comments had to have been inflammatory. Every Democrat running for public office in the country must have some reaction today to Bush's comments.
The Democrats had a response like that. The Republicans are still putting their finger in the air to see how the public reacts to this before they're jumping on board. It's interesting. Well, it's the Republicans now who are, you know, tentative and stutter-step.
Well, slow down. Well, the amazing thing also about this is that the Republicans clearly know that the nation, the decided majority of people in this nation, are sour on this war. Even Bush acknowledge that. He said that there is a psychic in America that
straining
really
our
is.
Psyche.
That's really
straining our psyche.
Yeah, that's really a problem. Vis-a-vis the war. And if that is in fact the case, you translate that down into individual districts. Individual Republicans are going to have a real hard time trying to hang with the Bushes. And then the Bushes also said, as part of their rollout, you know, we do want individual members to show their independence, but we don't want them to recommend immediate withdrawal. They can be critical of the White House and its conduct of the war, but we are really hesitant about giving them a green light to go forward. On the same day when Bush is having all of his troubles explaining himself with an hour-long, uncharacteristic press conference, and they called immediately. They just grabbed any news people like we grab people coming off the boat. Hey, come over here. Let's talk. That's essentially what he did when he called people on the same day, same time, same place. Schwarzenegger was hitting one out of the park again. He had the legislature agree to his version
of the minimum wage bill,
except that he kept in his back pocket 25 cents. He bought them off with 25 cents more. That's right.
So instead of 8.25, it's only going to be up to 8. And the cola is in
gone.
There.
It's gone. That's yeah. what he gave them the extra 25 cents in return.
Oh, for the cola.
No cola. That's what the buyout was, and they agreed to do that. And so, starting January, my minimum wage, you know, the Quakes going to have to pay us.
Do we get prep?
Yeah,
can we throw prep in?
They're going to have to pay us a little bit more.
$8 an hour.
Yeah.
Well, in a couple of years.
Yeah,
because it's going to go up incrementally. Yeah.
But immediately, though, we go up above $6.75. You know, we're in good shape.
Hey, buddy, we're doing all right.
Yeah. Oh, man. I don't have to walk out as I did this morning without paying for the coffee.
You'll be able to afford that cappuccino tomorrow.
I said to the guy, I'll be back. I have to run.
I got to be on the air. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy said, okay. But it's amazing how well Schwarzenegger is doing. That just can't keep up. I don't think he can maintain for the next 84, 83 days, or whatever the number of days are.
77.
I don't think he can maintain.
77, 11 weeks from today.
I don't think he can maintain that amount of positive traction, which he seems to be getting with a very little effort although the cartoonists are doing an incredible job of trying to nail it. This morning's
Chronicle. Oh, Meyer? Yeah. I've been doing that joke for 4 years. Are you the good Terminator or the bad Terminator?
Well, he didn't give you
because
credit.
In the first movie,
he didn't give you
in
credit.
The first movie, he was the bad Terminator, and in the second, third, and fourth movie, well, I don't know if there's been a fourth. Maybe we're in the middle of the fourth. He's the good Terminator. He comes to save mankind. So I've been doing that joke for 3 years.
Well, I'm telling you, it's working.
But Meyer is good. The Chronicle cartoonist.
He sure made the guy really oversized. Really incredibly oversized. That's the first thing I do. At one time when you read the Chronicle, you grab and you go straight to Herb. And you scan it quickly. You would not read
for your name,
you scan
for the name you
to
knew.
To make sure yeah. you survived another day. In my case, that's important. And sometimes you knew that the Chronicle had attacked you the day before. You could count on Herb the next day to, in fact, nail the Chronicle if they were wrong. And so, invariably, in my opinion, they were wrong. And if we had a good night drinking, if they were wrong, and Herb would do the column, it would be good. So you'd scan it for that purpose. And you would make it work. It just wouldn't, you know, there was no occasion when it didn't work. But now, who knows?
Now you go to the editorial page, check out Meyer.
You check out the cartoon.
And they also have Tom Twelves, and it's interesting because later on in the show, I believe in the 9 o'clock hour, Tony, we got Phil Bronstein, the managing editor of the Chronicle,
that's
who
right.
you've had a bit of contretemps with, and I had a couple of, shall we say, interactions with. So I'm going to ask him about media. I want to ask him: Is the Chronicle superfluous now? Our newspaper superfluous because of the web? And then, of course, we have Margaret Lynch coming in today. And Gail Kaufman.
It says Margaret. Gail Kaufman and Maggie Kaufman. It doesn't
oh,
say
the Kaufman girls are
yeah,
coming.
Yeah, it says
in.
The Kaufman twins.
Like the O'Malley twins yesterday.
Yeah. All the Hilton girls.
Paris and Nicole were Hilton. Yeah. No, they're not coming in.
I read. Oh man, did I read?
Oh, but next we got Medea Benjamin.
Got Medea Benjamin who. Maybe we're coming in handcuffs.
Are you going to what?
I read this great... I'm going to bring the magazine to you because it says, the 50 things a man doesn't have to do before he dies. You know everybody has a list
the
of...
The 50 things that you have to do, yeah.
Before you die.
And
yeah.
this is the 50 things you don't have to do.
And the 50th?
Yeah.
If read a list of things you don't have to do before you die...
Where'd you find it? Where is it?
I don't know. I just grabbed some magazine yesterday, and it's in the 50 things. I'll bring it to you, because it is hilarious. It is absolutely
bring
hilarious.
Bring it on this week. We'll read
yes,
it on there.
It is hilarious, the 50 things.
Coming up, I know you guys have questions out there, and of course you can always call us at 866-960-5753. We're taking your questions. We're taking your comments. You might want to hold off a little bit. The question I want to ask is, who is that diminutive woman being let out by the burly security guards in the state capitol? What is she doing here with us? We'll find out when Medea Benjamin joins us in the next segment. But right now, 7:16, we're going to check on all the latest headlines with John Scott in the newsroom here on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Will. Good morning. 7:16. Here's the latest from the Quake Newsroom. We begin with your commute today. It's tough in many parts of the Bay Area, in Marin and Sonoma counties especially. 4 years, the effort to try and find a way to unclog a very narrow highway that hasn't seen too many upgrades. The Quake's Ellen Hyatt explains the latest call to get the public involved in this process.
The biggest frustration for North Bay residents at Petaluma and Roner Park is that this process has been dragging on for years. Well, tonight, starting at 5:30, Northern Marin County residents are invited to give their 2 cents about the Highway 101 widening project. Caltrans and federal highway officials holding a hearing at the Cotati City Hall on Sierra Avenue to get the feedback on and take questions about adding a carpool lane on both northbound and southbound 101 between the Old Redwood Highway and the Roner Park Expressway. Anybody who's ever sat in those continual hours of traffic that backs up through that area are invited to speak publicly or offer their comments in writing.
San Francisco officials approved a plan yesterday that would remove a slew of non-native trees within the 49 square miles. The main culprit is the eucalyptus. Native plants would be planted in some locations to replace the ones that they cut down, and it would also restore habitat for some endangered animals, and some trails would be rehabbed as well. Some of the parks targeted for this cleanup include Bayview Park, Mount Davidson, Twin Peaks, too. San Francisco school officials are expected to announce a delay in a controversial plan that would change how students are assigned to schools. Current system, based on a formula that uses income, home language, and other family characteristics, it's been criticized for some for segregating the schools. Horrible traffic in the maze this morning and on the approaches. It was Lake Caltrans road work that had a couple of lanes of the upper deck closed, and they picked that up. There's been a couple of crashes, the latest right before Treasure Island, still blocking the right lane. The metering lights are on. We're looking at about 25 minutes from maze to metering lights now, and another 15 or so to get into San Francisco, so be patient. Our forecast today, mostly sunny after the morning fog. Highs 60s on the coast, near 90 inland. Will and Willie, live at the Ferry Building, continues on 960 The Quake.
Introducing Comcast Digital Voice Home Phone Service. Experience the latest in new phone technology at a price you'll love. With Comcast Digital Voice, you'll be able to keep your current number and your current phone. Plus, you'll also receive unlimited local and long-distance service, 12 of the most popular calling features, plus voicemail, and the ability to check your voicemail online. Comcast has all of the features you've been looking for at a price you've been waiting for. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com to get connected today.
RadioAdsWork.com. If you want radio ads to work for your company, then visit RadioAdsWork.com. Broadcast your message to a targeted consumer group. Simply visit RadioAdsWork.com. That's RadioAdsWork.com.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, a sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, here for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. Yeah, you know we love it when the music does the talking.
And you know, the music stops when someone gets killed.
So never, 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 never let someone you know get behind the wheel if they've been drinking.
And they don't have to be plastered to kill someone or themselves. Even one or two drinks can impair your judgment and change your life forever.
So keep it real, keep it real. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
960 The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station. Streaming. Downloading. Podcasting. Take The Quake with you. Listen when you want. Visit QuakeRadio.com.
The view from the left for people like us. 960 The Quake.
We're starting you up this morning at 7:22 a.m. on 082206. We're here at the Ferry Building, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And we have with us...
And our guest, Mr. Mayor.
Absolutely. You've got Code Pink. That's what the law enforcement people say when they see her coming.
Which means lights, she's siren, and cattle prods, I believe.
You're the co-founder, right?
Yes.
Co-founder of Code Pink, and she is a world-renowned activist in pursuit of peace all over the world. And she just returned from Beirut.
I was in Jordan, where we met with Iraqi parliamentarians, then went to Syria, and then Lebanon. While everybody was going out of the country, I was with a group going in. In fact, the border guard said, "You want to go into Lebanon?" Because it was before the ceasefire. Bombs were dropping, and it was a dangerous place.
And I think Mr. Bush probably called up and said, "Let her through.
Please, VIP treatment."
He greased the skids all the way
through. Take a rat to the site.
We have
one way ticket.
That's where we want you, yes.
Tell the Israelis exactly where she is.
We heard you get arrested. We heard you on a radio when you somehow complained when the Iraqi president was speaking to Congress, I believe.
That's right. The Iraqi president was visiting. Remember, Nouri al-Maliki was in town to see Bush and Congress. He went to visit the troops. But we thought he should meet with people who represent now the majority of opinion in this country, which is the peace movement. We contacted him. We took out open letters in Iraqi newspapers. We said we were going to start a camp out, which we did in front of the Iraqi embassy. And we came this close to having a meeting with him until the Bush administration said, no way, not on our turf.
But he promised, his people promised to have
a
meeting with you, right?
Set the time and the place. We were there.
And you hadn't protested up at that point.
No, we were anxious.
It was very peaceful process.
We didn't want to protest. Yeah. We wanted to meet because we knew that the Iraqi people reflect our views, which is set a timetable for withdrawal. And we thought he was actually going to come and have a meeting with us. So anyway, we were there at the time and the place. He never showed up. And so what could I do? You know, the next day he was addressing Congress. It was my last chance to meet with him.
He said we talk.
So I went in, and while he was speaking, I actually got quite upset at what he was saying. He was equating 9/11 and the invasion of Iraq. You know, he was saying, we are with the United States in this war on terrorism. And
here's what Bush said yesterday. George Bush said, nobody's ever suggested that the attacks of September the 11th were ordered by Iraq. That's what he said yesterday. And this is what his vice president has said. We've never been able to confirm that Iraq. It's pretty well confirmed that hijacking ringleader Mohammed Attar met with Iraqi intelligence. That's what Cheney said. It's pretty well confirmed that.
They've been trying to link this since day one.
Yes.
And you know, there comes the prime minister from Iraq and confirms this non-existing link. So I got up in the gallery and said the Iraqis want the troops to leave because every poll that's been done shows that a vast majority, in fact, 87% of the Iraqis, want a fixed date for the withdrawal of U.S. troops. I got hauled out of there, but interestingly enough, as a result of it, we were contacted by other Iraqi parliamentarians who said, we're sorry that our prime minister wouldn't meet with you. We're sorry the way he represented the Iraq point of view. We'd like to meet with you. And we put a delegation together very quickly. It included people like Cindy Sheehan, Tom Hayden, Anne Wright, the former colonel. 14 of us quickly got together, went to Jordan, and met with parliamentarians representing Sunni, Shia, secular, religious. And guess what? They all said the same thing.
Yeah.
They didn't all say we want the troops to leave now. They all said we want a fixed timeline for withdrawal of the U.S. troops.
Medea Benjamin is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
And as a result of that meeting, has anything else occurred?
Well, yes, a lot of things will occur. It's the first time that we had a chance to meet with such a wide variety of Iraqi parliamentarians. They said they've never met with the U.S. Congress, they've never met with the president, but it took peace activists to go and set up this meeting. And what's going to happen as a result, we're going to bring representatives from the Iraqi parliament to the United States to meet with Congress, to travel around the country and talk to people. We're going to get their voices out through all kinds of means, writing op-eds in the newspapers. We're going to do joint ads in Iraqi papers from U.S. and Iraqi point of view. And we also met, we had a lot of different meetings while we were there. We met with victims of torture of Abu Ghraib. who told us not only were they tortured, they were just thrown aside afterwards, and they want some help. They want some medical care, so we're going to push for medical treatment for those people. I think a lot of contacts that show not only the goodwill of the American people, but show our determination to have a fixed timetable to hand over their country back to them.
You talked about members of parliament meeting with you, and you got all the various factions, at least you cited them by name. Was there any, at any point in your putting together your delegation, a consideration for bringing a member of Congress with you or a member of the U.S. Senate with you?
We tried so hard, Willie. We only had about a week to put together the delegation, so with that time frame, it was difficult. But we did have a number of Congress people who were almost ready to go, except they said it had to clear the Ethics Committee, and there wasn't time for that kind of clearance. But they do want to go.
Are you going to, when you bring the parliamentarians over, do you now have support from members, some members of Congress, to actually give them a hearing, give them an opportunity to meet?
Yeah, they are very anxious to meet with these Iraqi members of parliament because they represent, the Iraqis represent the largest coalitions in the country. The Shia representative we met with has 110 seats in 275-member parliament. The Sunni bloc we met with is the largest coalition. So they're very anxious to both have them come here and to go and meet with them. And I must say, we did not go to meet with them in Iraq. They said, don't come to Iraq. It's too dangerous. Meet with us in Jordan.
No kidding. We're speaking with Medea Benjamin. She's a peace activist, and I think best could be described as the anti-Donald Rumsfeld, and she's with us here at 960 The Quake.
Aren't you running the risk of being accused of trying to conduct U.S. foreign policy? The right-wing talk show hosts will all be condemning every step you've taken with reference to contact with the representatives of foreign governments to discuss U.S. policies. Aren't you running that risk?
Somebody better step in and work on U.S. policy in a way that's going to get us out of Iraq. It's certainly not the Republicans, and I hate to say it, but not a lot of Democratic leadership on finding a real viable solution.
Russ Feingold.
Well, you know, they talk about it, but why haven't these members of parliament gone, of Congress, gone to meet with Iraqi members of parliament? And it's not just about meeting. The Iraqis have been trying to come up with a reconciliation plan. They have had endless meetings, the last one in Cairo. They've come up with a 28-point plan, but the U.S. government keeps nixing it. There is a plan in the works, and we have to support it.
Now, you're headed off today, Ms. Medea Benjamin. Where are you going?
I'm off to Texas, going to check in at Crawford Ranch.
What's the weather like there, do you know?
I think it's hot. It's usually hot in Texas. And we're having a retreat of a bunch of Code Pink women from all over the country who are coming together, about 130 of us. And we're going to
Pink
plan
is
our
an attitude. It's not an actual pigmentation. We're not talking about, because you are pink. I'm sorry. Forgive me. You're actually a pink woman.
I mean
that in a good way. Yes, in a good way. But you mean pink. Anybody can be pink. Willie can be pink,
Willie,
right?
Looks pink to me today. He's got a beautiful salmon shirt on. He looks very pink. It's definitely an attitude, and it's an attitude of let's build some peaceful links with the world, and people think will pink. Like us better.
All right. And that's, of course, Ms. Benjamin, who for many occasions have adorned this station.
First time I saw her, I think it was
the
96 convention. You were dressed as a Statue of Liberty. Do you remember that? Was that 92 or 96? I can't remember.
That was in the 96 convention,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was dressed, I don't know if I can even say it on the air.
No, you can't.
Okay.
I'm not taking any chances. Not with a $350,000 fund.
Dear Benjamin has been our guest. We're going to be taking your calls.
20
what do you
years.
Think?
I know. 20 years. The symbol of peace in this country. And we love it.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks.
For
all good
right.
Luck
good
Texas.
Luck in Crawford, Texas.
Okay.
Cool. I think they have a suite reserved for you in that tent on the left with no running water.
Thanks for having me on.
We want to find a... What did you think of the president's press conference yesterday? I mean, he spoke, and he said everything was wrong, and the war was going to be a disaster. And what do you think? What did was it more the same? Was it a call to get rid of him right away? Does it make it even more of a
right-wing. Did you follow it? Did you get seduced by his message? Give us a call here, 866-960-5753. That number again? Yes,
866-960-KQKE.
Right now, we're at the bottom of the hour, of course, we got the news. And John Scott's in the studio with the local traffic and weather all here at 960 The Quake.
7:32 at 960 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. California's minimum wage may be going up $1.25 over the next 2 years. Here's details from The Quake's April Summers.
Under a deal struck yesterday between the governor and lawmakers, the minimum wage will increase $1.25 over the next 2 years. Schwarzenegger vetoed two previous attempts to bump pay for the state's lowest-paid workers. He says it's different this time because the bill isn't tied to mandatory annual increases. This increase will take the state's minimum wage to $8 an hour.
The state assembly has passed a hotly contested bill that would add sexual orientation to the list of protected classifications, such as race and gender in public schools. The bill was approved yesterday after having already passed the Senate. Under the law, teachers' textbooks, instructional materials, and school activities must not reflect what they call, quote, adversely upon people that are gay, bisexual, or transgender. The era of the retail music store is perhaps coming soon to an end, at least the current model. Here's the latest example. Sacramento-based Tower Records has filed for bankruptcy protection for the second time in 2.5 years. The company says it has worked out an agreement with record companies to continue to supply it with product to keep the business going. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. 7:34. This report brought to us by the Genuine Toyota Service Department. The maze, a mess this morning. Earlier problems with late drying asphalt on the upper deck. Cones got picked up late. Then a crash blocking the right lane near Treasure Island. Has it crawling up the incline. The upper deck, very slow. And your wait in the maze, about 25 to 30 minutes now, we estimate it, up to the metering light. So it'll be a while. Be patient. 680 southbound after Highway 4, big rig, another car blocking. Richmond 80 eastbound at Central, same thing. All BART trains, 46 of them on time. Toyota owners, see your Genuine Toyota Service Center today for the convenience and value of an Express Loop Plus. Oil and filter change plus tire rotation at an unbelievable price. All finished in under an hour. Get it done right at your Toyota dealer. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit QuakeRadio.com. Our forecast, fog this morning in the usual spots and clearing out, and a lot warmer inland today. 60s on the coast, 70s, 80s around the bay, and near 90 inland. Will and Willie live at the Ferry Building in San Francisco, and that continues on 960, The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number.
To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number, your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
960 The Quake, the Bay Area's home for the Air America Network.
We are fighting to move, as are you, who are coming west on 80 or 680 or 24 or 580. Anybody who's trying to get across the Bay Bridge right now knows what it's like. What a struggle it is to keep on moving, but we are moving. It is already 7:39 here on August 22nd. It's a Tuesday in the Bay Area. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Ferry Building today, Mr. Brown.
And I absolutely love the idea of Code Pink. She is so cool. I like her.
I love Medea Benjamin.
Yeah, so do I.
Because she's so she's deliberate. I mean, she's not a wild-eyed radical. You know, she doesn't give fodder or shoot coal to the right wing.
Gets her facts correct and is fearless as it relates to rules. Because I said what I said because there is, in fact, in existence, a federal statute called the Logan Act. And the Logan Act says that only the president can conduct foreign policy negotiations in any contact with the foreign leadership on issues affecting America and its foreign policy. You could be so exposed.
What about when the city of San Francisco decides to pass a proposal that calls for the impeachment of the president? Isn't that...
No. That's not conducting foreign policy with a foreign nation.
When we provide sanctuary.
You won't remember this because you're too young, but many, many years ago, when I first entered the legislature, we, along with Bill Stanton and John Burton, sent a telegram to Connie Zaliakas, a back seat and a back bencher in the parliament in the UK. And we sent a telegram because we were critical of the U.S.'s involvement in Vietnam. There was a resolution immediately offered in the Senate to have us prosecuted. The State Senate
State
of California,
Senate?
Urging our being prosecuted for violating the Logan Act.
Oh, that's how you found out about the Logan Act.
That's how I found out about the Logan Act. I wasn't in law school, but I found out about it. So I'm intimately familiar with the Logan Act. And, you know, it was kind of a challenge to see whether or not... But UNRRA, bless his heart, long since passed, he was the speaker. He didn't know us from Adam. I had been the first person to ever vote against him. Burton was the second person to vote against him, and Stanton was the third person to vote against him. He stood in the doorway and said, listen to the Senate. These members are people in my house. You have no justification for ever criticizing any member of this house. Back off.
Wow, the Senate versus the House.
Yeah, so it's safe to...
So there's no way he was going to allow that legislation to go through his
And
body.
I became a student of the Logan Act.
And beholden to Mr. Jesse Hunter?
That's right. All of my protesting from that point on was within the context of the Logan Act. That's why I said to Ms. Benjamin, because meeting with representatives of a foreign government about U.S. policy, in particular on foreign soil, that's why I suggested to her that there might be a need to include a person from the Congress in the delegation. And you would think maybe Barbara Lee or Maxine Waters or Lynn Woosley or some of those people that have been part of the Get Out of Iraq, or you'd want Feingold, or you'd want Ned Lamont, or somebody who's really been about let's pull the troops out of Iraq, John Martyr. It seems to me the impression that the public would get from that kind of an effort would elevate Code Pink and the entire peace movement. And I'm going to push Ms. Benjamin to include somebody from Congress in the meetings if they get the opportunity to have those persons from Iraq come over to visit.
Maybe they're afraid.
Oh, the people from Iraq or the Congress people? There's always that possibility.
Nobody wants to get labeled unless they're really, really sick.
It was kind of interesting, her comments about...
Oh, wait. We get an audience. There's an audience out there. Good morning.
Tell us your name.
Hi, good morning. My name's Amy Sinclair.
Hey, thanks for coming by today, Amy. What's your question for Will and Willie?
Well, I would like to know, when are we going to get ourselves out of this mess in the Middle East, and when are we going to get ourselves out of Iraq, because it's embarrassing, and I think it's just become a huge mess. It's falling into civil war, and I'd like to know when we're going to get out of there.
You want to go first?
The president said we're not getting out of there as long as he's in office. So my theory is we elect a lot of Democrats. In the year 2006, we take over both houses of Congress. We impeach his butt, get him out of there. We impeach Cheney's butt, get him out of there. We impeach Hastert's butt. We keep on going until we get somebody in there who will get us out. What do you think of that, Ms. Amy Sinclair?
I'm ready. I'm ready to start.
What are you doing today? Where are you coming from?
Well, I actually work for the city, but...
So you know Mr. Brown.
Did he hire you? Actually, you did.
Man, everything comes back to Willie Brown. I cannot believe it.
Thank you for your question, and it is a good one. And the Quake listeners out there, I think, would echo your view in that regard. And so would most of the people in America. Mr. Bush, the president of the United States yesterday, acknowledged that a majority of Americans have had it with the war. But he says, in spite of that, he's going to show the courage of his conviction and what he believes to be in the best interest of the nation, and that's to stay in Iraq until the so-called job is done. Now, he doesn't define what he means by the job is done.
We don't know what the job is.
No, we have no idea what the job is. He doesn't have any idea what the job is, and that is the problem. Mr. Durst is absolutely correct. Come November 2006, we can all make a loud, clear statement. First, obviously, by making sure Ned Lamont wins in Connecticut, by making sure that Rick Santorum is replaced in Pennsylvania, by making sure that Strickland wins the governorship of Ohio so that we can get somebody who can count in Ohio for the next election.
How about Doolittle? How about Pombo?
And, yeah, you got a whole collection. You could go on and on and on with the number of people who would win. And my guess is that the day after the election in 2006, Mr. Bush will be back giving the press conference, and he will be discussing how he would like very much to keep his job, and therefore the troops are coming home. And maybe they'll be on their way home on a timetable acceptable to Hillary Clinton, acceptable to Dianne Feinstein, acceptable to the Near Hawks.
The Near Hawks.
Yeah, that's what I call them now. They're no longer. They were Hawks, but now they're
now
Near
the 3.2 Hawks.
Hawks.
Yeah,
and they become less.
Does that
near
answer
Hawks.
Your question, Miss Amy?
That does.
And
all
right.
And let's hope it happens.
Do you make this ferry trip every day?
I do. It's a great way to commute.
Because we caught you on what ferry?
The 710 Golden Gate Transit Ferry from Larkspur.
From Larkspur to the ferry building. Every day, the 710. You catch the 710 all the time.
I'm a carpooler as well. I take mass transit. It's a great way to go.
Oh. Mass transit, yes, we have an advocate. What happened was Michael Capozzola actually picked out Amy from the passing crowd that was coming off the 710 ferry from Larkspur, which you take every day. And if anybody else is out there and they come through, we're taking questions from the general audience. And
I have a question for Amy. Amy, are you excited about the new fall lineup on the Quake?
Oh, definitely. I'm a big fan. I listen every day on my when I'm carpooling from Marin. I have it on in the radio for about a half. Always have it on in the car for about a half hour,
which,
so I get to hear you guys.
Hour?
And you wake me up every morning. I have I hear the broadcast at about 5:30, so it's good.
That means you're a fan of Mr. Scott, man.
Rachel Maddow.
Yep.
And
Rachel
Scott
wakes me up every morning at about 5:30. I hear her voice, but it's good. Makes me aware of what's going on in the world.
Well, thank you for joining us,
yes,
m'lady.
Thank you.
Go on, go to work.
Yeah, I better get to work.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to be in trouble with Mr. Newsom.
All right. Come on.
Gavin the Good. We're also giving away some Al Franken tickets today. I don't know if you know that. And we're going to give some away right now, this segment. If you've been listening, if you listened to the previous segment where we had Medea Benjamin. Now, the question is, what costume did I see her in? What was she dressed up as in the 1996 convention when we first met? And that came up in the interview. If you know the answer, be the 15th caller, which are the numbers 9, 6, and 0 added all together. Be the 15th caller to 866-960-5753. And we're going to give two tickets in the front row to Al Franken at the Wells Fargo Center for the Arts in Santa Rosa on Saturday night. Those tickets, first row, right? Two of them. And the number is 866-960-5753. What was Medea Benjamin dressed up as in the 96 convention? Coming up, it's me and my burst of durst about Mr. Bush's press conference. But John Scott is in the studio with all the latest headlines here on 960 The Quake.
7:48, here's the latest in the Quake Newsroom. A lot of news coming from Sacramento these days. Here's the reason why. Lawmakers will be adjourning at the end of the month for the rest of the year. There's been a flurry of activity on numerous bills, minimum wage among others, and one of them is a measure that would allow the wide-scale production of hemp. Praised for its environmental friendliness and its almost infinite uses, but hemp has a problem. Republicans think it's pot, which it's not. But California farmers would be allowed under this bill to produce the raw material that are ultimately used in everything from paper to clothing. The bill awaiting a signature by the governor. Former Department of Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta is holding a noon news conference to support a November ballot measure that would build the Sonoma-Marin Area Rail Transit Service. 70 miles of commuter rail that would connect the two counties. That meetup is at the San Rafael Transit Center on Tamalpais Avenue, noon today. Diplomats from Europe, Russia, and China have heard Iran's response to an incentives package aimed at getting Iran to stop enriching uranium. A top Iranian official said that earlier it would provide an exceptional opportunity for negotiations. There are no details yet on the response now being discussed at a meeting in Iran. Fox News Channel, FYI, is airing this morning possible Iran attack scenarios, which should be enough to keep most of us awake at night. Quake traffic, real slow up in the maze this morning. Late Caltrans road work and a crash that's now been cleared from the upper deck has got it backed up pretty well. 25 minutes, maze the metering lights, another 15 probably into the city. Two-car crash on the right shoulder, 580 westbound, before the 80 interchange isn't helping matters much. Sunny today, warmer inland, low 60s of the coast, near 90 inland. Will and Willie live at the Ferry Building today. Call them at 866-960-KQKE. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Knowledge is power, and education is the key to your success. Kenyatta College can help you get that career in the healthcare or video game industry that you deserve, or update your existing skills for that overdue promotion. Kenyatta College will show you how to acquire financial aid to pay for your education. It's easy to register, and our friendly staff will give you personalized academic advice along with career counseling that works for you. Kenyatta College is conveniently located off of Highway 280. Take advantage of small class sizes and more personalized education, all without the hassles of traffic jams or expensive parking. Don't get lost in the crowd on the way to success. For more information, visit us online at kenyattacollege.edu or call 650-306-3226. Remember, sounds like Kenyatta, but spelled like Canada. At Kenyatta College, we'll take you to a higher degree.
Kenyatta College has one of the highest transfer rates to top-tier four-year universities. Classes cost just $26 per unit and start soon. Log on to kenyattacollege.edu now.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard. This is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Did you know there are secret radio stations that you can only hear with a high-def HD radio? These stations are all free. Go to HDradio.com for details.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, thank you. Today's burst of Durst is brought to you by the good people at Scandinavian Design. Go to Scandinavian.com. Find out more about our events and specials. Well, the president wasted the time of a lot of journalists yesterday in his effort to float a new trial balloon in his tortured six-year war against logic, reason, gravity, and physics. Apparently, he's in need of a new sack of gas to tie his failed Iraqi war plan to, since his most recent verbal bag of helium, stay the course, has apparently been tossed onto the same discarded pile of shriveled rubber as Dead or Alive, Smoking Gun as Mushroom Cloud, and welcomed with flowers and candy. He went so far as to personally hold an hour-long press conference in which he tried to sound reasonable and succeeded the same way a rabid, flatulent weasel does, hiding in a Whole Foods spinach fit of chili bin. He proceeded to trot out a series of mantras that will regain the trust of the American people, which, according to recent polls, admire the man for his stick-to-itiveness, but aren't really impressed with his synaptic activity. Kind of like a man who tries to break through a wall using his head over and over and over. One of his new buzz phrases is the word wrong. Cutting and running would be wrong. The Democrats are wrong. Spandex on fat people, it's all just wrong. And don't we know it? He went on to say that if we don't finish the job in Iraq, we'll be known as quitters. And we all know what they say about quitters. Quitters never thin, and winners never evacuate and blow it up like poison toads. Or something like that. He wasn't really clear, as usual. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Where is the applause? Where is that applause?
Ah!
There it is. There it is on the burst of Durst.
Winners never quit, and quitters never win.
And let me urge very quickly, transmitted and this burst of Durst directly to the White House. We want Mr. Bush in Minnesota today to respond. We want him to identify.
He's in Minnesota today?
He's in Minnesota today.
Why?
He's campaigning. He's campaigning.
For Green?
He's campaigning on behalf of the congressional candidates as well as the Senate candidates.
The Senate is green.
Yes, and he intends to raise some money while he's there.
The guy who claims he's not a Republican in Minnesota has having Bush come out.
Well,
I wonder if they're going to see each other.
I don't think he's having Bush out there. I think Bush is going out there on his own and to raise money. And there are a couple of congressional candidates who have extended the invitation and who plan to appear with him in Minnesota.
Wow, being seen with the president.
But the guy's not welcome too many places. I mean, he calls up every day and says, can I have lunch with you?
But did you see the newest polls that the Republicans are actually picking up ever since the security, ever since the liquid bomb, Pakistani, British intelligence, 11 planes going down, 30 guys arrested, bunch of them released, ever since that? The polls have reflected that the Republicans are doing better.
Well, that is always the case because, as has been indicated in the past, Republicans are viewed as being more militant on on homeland security and on security generally. And the triggering of things like a videotape from bin Laden 3 days before the election, that's always very helpful for Republican purposes. Except this time, when you look closely at the polls, you know the numbers are not moving as fast as they have moved in the past towards Republicans. And so when you've got to figure that the business of jump-starting your candidacy and your polling numbers favorably this early in the game with what essentially is a threat, by the time November rolls around, you won't be able to get that.
I totally agree. It'll seem like a residue of a vision, of a dream. I also want to mention that our winner of the two free tickets to Al Franken is Vince from Castro Valley. And we're not done. We'll give away two more tickets later on. Right now, we got John Scott in the newsroom, and there's going to be a couple of great guests coming up in the next hour here. We got Gail Kaufman and Margaret Lynch on 960 The Quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-400-8087. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-400-8087. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-400-8087. 1-800-400-8087.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A Russian airliner said to have 171 people aboard has crashed in Ukraine. News agencies say the pilot reported heavy turbulence before the plane went down. CNN's Matthew Chance reports the flight originated at a Black Sea resort town.
It was undoubtedly full of tourists destined back to the Russian city of St. Petersburg after they'd spent their summer vacation there. Emergency efforts are underway on the ground to try and locate any survivors, although that's not looking very likely. Also to locate the black box flight recorders to try and establish what was exactly the cause of this latest catastrophe. Matthew Chance, CNN, Moscow.
Diplomatic officials say Iran is offering a new formula in its reply to a Western incentives plan to end the nuclear dispute. Iran's delivered its official response to Germany and the UN Security Council's 5 permanent members. Iran's top nuclear negotiator says his country is ready to enter serious negotiations about its disputed nuclear program. We could know today when John Carr will be sent from California to Colorado to face charges in the JonBenet Ramsey murder investigation. CNN's Jim Roop, reporting live from Los Angeles, tells us Carr is scheduled for a court appearance shortly.
Well, that hearing could get underway in as little as a half hour from now. Carr's gone from enjoying quite a cuisine on the flight to L.A. to bologna sandwiches, carrots, and an apple in the jail cell in L.A. He's been cooling his heels here, awaiting extradition. We don't expect him to fight it. We also are told he is representing himself at this hearing. Never a good idea to act as your own lawyer, even if you are a lawyer. If Carr waives extradition, he could be off to Boulder as early as today. From outside the Criminal Courts Building, Jim Roop, CNN Live in Los Angeles.
A tropical depression far out in the eastern Atlantic may become Tropical Storm Debbie. Forecasters say it's still about a week away from reaching the Bermuda area if it continues on its present course. And it's still too early to say whether it'll gain enough strength to become dangerous. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown. And I'm not easily impressed, but recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quick listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals, our mission.
Here's a look at traffic from the Crown 4 Morning News Traffic Center.
It's 804 at 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott, and this report is brought to us by Toyota Parts and Service. Here's what's going on in the Bay Area. It's been a real slow morning at the Bay Bridge Maze. Earlier accident, Lake Caltrans road work has about a 20 to 25 minute wait from Maze up to the metering lights, and then a few more minutes, of course, to get into the city. Hercules crash on the East Shore Freeway westbound after Highway 4, now pushed out of the lanes. And in most other places in the Bay Area, just normal traffic flow with only a couple of minor other problems reported. Toyota owners, see your genuine Toyota Service Center today for the convenience and value of a Express Lube Plus. You get an oil and filter change, plus tire rotation at an unbelievable price, all completed in under an hour. Get it done right at your Toyota dealer. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. This morning's top stories in 10 minutes now, live at the Ferry Building in San Francisco. Will Durst and Willie Brown on 960 The Quake.
We are keeping it real from the ferry building down on the corner of a ferry and a building right now. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
It's 8:05 in the morning on Tuesday, August 22nd. And I love living in the city. Last night, we pulled in the parking lot of Phone Company Park, PCP. And my greeting to the person who took my ticket for the parking lot was, stay warm. August 21st, I'm telling people to stay warm because it was a bit brisk out there last night.
You know what a revelation that is, that you drove into a parking lot at Phone Bell Park?
Yeah.
People normally don't go there by car. They normally walk or they go there on public transit. They're only 5,500 parking stalls for 43,000
people. We have
season
tickets, yes. And my wife is in desperate need of hip replacement. We just saw her x-ray yesterday, so there's no way we're going to walk down the hill
We got to go 14 blocks, and we'll talk to the Muni, Midnight Mistress of Muni, Margaret Lynch, later on about this.
So Debbie Durst now has a blue pass.
Yeah, she's blue. She's wrapped.
Yeah, I like
she's
that.
Blue wrapped. Like yeah,
it. You can park anywhere now. You know, you can park on a sidewalk with the blue park.
She actually got an application for it yesterday after the doctor saw her.
I was going to say the doctor.
The doctor said, "How have you been walking?"
The doctor saw her.
Actually, yeah, oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. And the best place to have that done, you know, is probably St. Mary's.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Well, I started this out with Stay Warm. I said that to somebody earlier today as we were coming down to the Ferry Building. But Gail Kaufman is joining us, and I believe she's in Sacramento. And I don't think Stay Warm would be the salutation. Ms. Kaufman, are you on the air with us?
I am. And I was just feeling warm when I was sitting here waiting for you to put me on. Thank you for pointing that out. Probably
hello,
already
Gail.
80 degrees here.
Hello, Gail.
It's about 58.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I feel better today. Minimum wage. My minimum wage just went up.
Yes, isn't that good? Finally, people are going to start paying you what you deserve.
Paying me at my level and my pay grade.
Right. That's right.
How did this all happen so quickly? The governor had said several months ago he was going to do an independent of the legislature, and the legislature said that we're going to move a bill and the bill is going to contain a cost of living increase. Suddenly, there was a press conference yesterday and there is an announcement that there is a bill, and the bill is 25 cents more than the governor had said, but it doesn't contain any continuous cost of living, and in a short period of time, it'll be $8 a head. That's kind of unusual in an election year, isn't it?
Well, of course it is, but let me go back to your first question, which how did this happen so quickly? I would say, you know, and I always like to copy the words of Art Pulaski, the head of the who I saw in a quote today, who's the head of AFL-CIO out here, who said we had to take the governor kicking and screaming into this discussion. You know, he's vetoed several minimum wage bills over the last couple of years. Now that it's the election, he had said earlier this year that he could accept one, clearly not the one the Democrats wanted, which would have had automatic indexing in it. So, in a move to get something done before the legislature was out next week, they came up with this, what I consider to be, you know, a pretty decent compromise, but certainly not everything we were hoping for, and much more than the governor was hoping for.
Well, I'm an Angelitas guy now at the moment, and am I not annoyed that suddenly I don't have that issue to benefit me, my campaign?
Well, you're annoyed, but not if you say it, not to the degree that I put it to begin with. If you recognize that this is probably the fourth iteration of Arnold Schwarzenegger that I can count since he got in, I think you can point out that a lot of the things that he's doing this year, oh, I might say, are disingenuous at best. We get things we want. And that certainly doesn't help Phil Angelita say he doesn't do these things. But I wonder just how strong he'll be next year should he get reelected on any of these kinds of issues. And if Angelita stays there, I think he's in pretty decent shape.
So Democrats ought to be moving aggressively with Democratic conceived of policy matters, because it appears as if Mr. Schwarzenegger is not going to let the Democrats get to his left.
No, except the other big headline this morning in the Sacramento papers, at least, is that he has decided not to entertain any further discussions with the correctional peace officers, which is probably the only other part of our alliance from last year, and certainly a rather big force in Sacramento. So with the exception of them, he has, in fact, tried to go to the left on any number of issues. Not successfully, I don't think. He certainly is more moderate than he would have been last year.
Political consultant Gail Kaufman is our guest here on 960 The Quake.
Gail, how do you account for his inability, unwillingness to settle the matters with CCPOA? Are there some real substantive issues that separates the governor in the state of California from its prison guard force?
Well, there's always substantive issues. That's certainly not my strength, talking about substantive issues, but I know there are some in this discussion. But I think this was crass, pure politics. The governor is in probably the worst position of any when you're talking about the prisons and the prison situation. They're in complete disarray. The people he's put into the prisons have been are no longer there. They've either quit or had to get out of there. There's, you know, a tremendous controversy over his handling of the prison situation. The prison guards were due for a new contract. They were, from everything I know, attempting at least to bring a deal to the governor on an additional contract and some other issues they felt very strongly about. He pretty much shut them down. And I think caught in the middle, does he do something with the prison guards, which of course got Gray Davis in trouble, or does he sit still and do nothing, which is what it looks like he's chosen to do? Neither one of those are good things, but I guess he chose the latter.
Will not this make the prison guards and their huge war chest on their ability to accumulate a war chest, will not that make it available to Philangelitas, maybe even on an independent expenditure basis, to harass in this election?
What is an independent expenditure? Let's explain that. How that
she
happened.
Is an independent
right.
expenditure.
Right. That's how it happens, right? You get hired.
She's the definition.
Right, I am. Yes. There's a limit on how much any single organization can spend to contribute to either side of this election. So if you choose to spend more than that, you do it in what is now called an independent expenditure. That means you cannot coordinate with the campaign in any way, but you have the right to spend money on whatever message or issues you want to.
And where do you get your money from? So it'll be like the prison guards decide to support Angelitas, and then they hire you or somebody to craft a campaign that it will put down. Are you allowed to mention Angelitas' name, or is
yes.
this one of those things where you just have to attack the other guy?
No, you can do whatever you choose to do.
Oh, you can. You can use it.
Yeah, as long as you truly do it independently.
So it's the 427s.
Basically, yeah. And in fact, I would predict that the prison guards have already reserved $5 million worth of time. They've made that public towards the end of the campaign. They're sitting, with a pretty large war chest. They normally contribute and participate in the governor's race, since it's obviously very important to them who the governor is. And by the governor announcing today that he won't go for an interview to their organization, I think he's pretty much made his position clear. They will make theirs clear in about 2 weeks.
And the voice you hear is that of the professional who handled the campaigns on a coordinated basis last fall, in which Mr. Schwarzenegger actually had his worst time of ever holding public office. His numbers were lower than ever. The public rejected every one of his measures that he was advocating, and the expenditure operator for all of that was on with us, Gail Kaufman, and we're just frankly delighted to have you on, Gail. Is there such an effort being put together vis-a-vis Schwarzenegger's candidacy for this fall?
Well, there are certainly some serious conversations going on, shall we say, that I'm aware of. I don't think it would surprise anybody if a number of the people who are participating this year, unions and others, either together or separately, were to put together a pretty strong campaign for the fall against the governor. I don't
think
it's fooling anybody.
We're speaking
with Gail
Kaufman. Sorry. And, no, I want to ask you, I want you to hang around for another segment if you can. Do you have the time?
Yeah.
Well, we're also going to take calls from the listeners if they have any questions about the campaign or coming up in what's happening on November 7th, which is 77 days from today. You can talk to Gail Kaufman, you can talk to Willie Brown or Will Durst here by calling 866-960-5753. And I want to find out if the governor's going to sign the hemp legislation. Right now we have John Scott with all the latest news headlines here on 960 The Quake.
8:16 at 9:60 The Quake. Here's the latest from the newsroom. Good morning. We begin with your commute. Tough in many parts of the Bay Area. Marin and Sonoma has been debating for years between the politicians and residents what to do with that very narrow highway that's seen few upgrades over the years. We're talking about 101. The Quake's Ellen Hyatt explains the latest call to get the public involved in a new planning process.
The biggest frustration for North Bay residents in Petaluma and Rohnert Park is that this process has been dragging on for years. Well, tonight, starting at 5:30, Northern Marin County residents are invited to give their two cents about the Highway 101 widening project. Caltrans and federal highway officials holding a hearing at the Cotati City Hall on Sierra Avenue to get the feedback on and take questions about adding a carpool lane on both northbound and southbound 101 between the Old Redwood Highway and the Rohnert Park Expressway. Anybody who's ever sat in those continual hours of traffic that backs up through that area are invited to speak publicly or offer their comments in writing.
In a few hours, Jack O'Connell, the state superintendent of schools, is going to announce the final results of this year's high school exit exam. Seniors were required to pass to get their diploma, and throughout the spring, you, of course, are aware of the protests and lawsuits over it. Some are, in fact, still fighting their test results. The state's lowest paid workers are a step closer to getting a paycheck bump, a deal struck yesterday between the governor's office and legislative leaders. The minimum wage will go up $1.25 over the next 2 years. That would raise the rate to $8 an hour, the highest in the country, behind Washington State, now number one at $7.63 an hour, and Oregon at $7.50. Quake traffic at the moment. Real busy at the Bay Bridge Maze. About 25-minute wait to get up to the metering lights in another 15 minutes or so. Earlier crash on the bridge has been moved, but you have just the residual backups there. In Hercules, 80 westbound after 4, two-car crash on the right shoulder. And a big rig crash to 580 at the Vasco Road off-ramp. That's westbound 580. Quake weather. After the morning fog, sunny today, a little bit warmer inland, 60s coast, 70s, 80s around the bay, and near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Ferry Building this morning, coming up on 960 The Quake.
Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how. Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-889-1642. That's 1-800-889-1642. 1-800-889-1642.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes?
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-229-9077. That's 1-800-229-9077. 1-800-229-9077.
Want to influence the kids in your community? Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org and help kids stay off drugs. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
Visit quakeradio.com and download your favorite shows, guests, and features. Updated every day from 960 The Quake.
We are keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's a frenetic morning here in the Ferry Building where we are, right outside of Pete's Coffee. And you got to thank them for helping us out for the 55-gallon drum of IV that they've provided me. We have Gail Kaufman, political consultant and independent expenditure, on the air with Will and Willie, and we're taking your calls. And Marty from Saratoga has a call for Ms. Kaufman and Mr. Brown. Marty, are you there?
Marty?
Guess not.
Yeah, he must have been.
Yeah. Probably had us on speakerphone.
And by the way, Gail, you should see just a whole host of boat people keep walking by. I think they're part of some, I don't know, some group of people that are being photographed. Because there's tons of boat people. I'm amazed. Larkspur boat.
The Larkspur ferry just let out.
Yeah.
Ms. Kaufman, you there?
I am.
Excellent. We have a... I wanted to know. I read in the Chronicle this morning that it looked like the House passed the hemp legislation. You think the governor's going to sign it?
Well, you know, I heard you say you wanted to know, and I'll tell you the truth, I have no idea. I think that one should be interesting for him if he really wants to show what a moderate he is. It interestingly had kind of bipartisan support, that I know, at least some, so I don't know.
Well, yeah, it has one Republican vote, Gail. He's the co-author. It's a guy from Orange County.
That's bipartisan support I was discussing. You know, we'll take anything.
He's clearly a hemp farmer.
You didn't have to point that out. So
you know me. I'm always quick. I always drop
he's
it.
He's candid.
Yeah,
we're keeping it real.
That's what that word is, isn't that right? Yeah, candid. That's one way to put it. Yeah.
Gail,
yeah.
Over the weekend, the governor was in Los Angeles, and he was there at a convention being held by the Republicans.
Right.
And he was trying as best he could to be a Republican without messing up his Democratic credentials.
Right.
How successful do you think he was? Just from your observation.
Not very. And, you know, again, this is all within the context of that you're talking about. When you walk into either a Democrat or Republican convention, hard place to be if you're trying to be a moderate. Because both conventions really bring out the hardcore. And that convention this weekend was no exception. More conservative Republicans were there than anything else, and clearly he did not satisfy them on any number of issues, starting with immigration. I see this morning in La Opinion, which is the Spanish language newspaper, that they call him on it and say just which governor, you know, is he on immigration and other issues that are important to Latinos. So he clearly tried to walk a very fine line, and you get in trouble when you do that.
And he is clearly going to need a good showing on the Republican side among Latinos, is he not?
Oh, absolutely, and he's not going to get it for that just that reason, in my humble opinion.
Ms. Kaufman, Gail Kaufman is our guest here on 960 The Quake. Ms. Kaufman, our roving correspondent, Michael Capozzola, and promotions director, has a guest here, a question from a local lady who just got off the Larkspur Ferry. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
And your name is?
My
name is
Diana, and I live in Sonoma. And I had a small question, which is that I love your show, and I love Air America. And what can we as listeners do to get progressive radio heard more around the country? San Francisco is a great market, but what about the rest of the country?
Every time you hear an advertiser on one of our little stations, you go to them and you frequent them and you tell them where you heard us. And that's one way, because I'm sorry, ma'am, but it's all about money.
How do we find out the advertisers in other markets
uh-huh.
that would possibly sponsor?
Well, that one I can't answer for you. Will might be able to, because I really don't know any other market. I'm stuck here in San Francisco. I'm stuck right here in San Francisco. My vacations are here in San Francisco. My contacts are here in San Francisco. I shop here in San Francisco. I eat here in San Francisco. As a matter of fact, I only eat stuff grown here in San Francisco. I don't even eat stuff grown outside of San Francisco.
It's not a lobster.
Can we build the wall between us and Nevada now? Thank you.
We can certainly try.
Thanks for joining us. Have a great day at work.
Gail.
Yeah.
You still there?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me ask you a question. I saw an editorial where there is your man, Fabian Nunes, is really pushing the governor on the business of diversity in the judiciary. It appears as if the governor has a shoddy track record on that occasion. He has not apparently been appointing judges of color and judges of gender different from that of white males. What exactly can the legislature do about a governor who refuses or is slow on diversity appointments in the judiciary?
Well, starting with exactly what the speaker, Fabian Nunes, did do, which is speak out on it to begin with and try to push hard. There are a lot of things that I don't think voters really know very much about in terms of the power of the governor, one of them being a huge number of judicial appointments that they get all over the state, either because people retire or because they just take their time filling these appointments. And I thought he was very correct in pointing out just how bad a track record the governor has in this regard. It's hard because it is up to the governor. So I think they're looking at ways that they can broaden it and have a little more say. But right now, then you get into the question of, you know, the difference between the legislative power and the governor. The minute that the speaker pointed it out, I noticed a change in some of the announced appointments that came through. All of a sudden, there were some Latino names that emerged. So interesting that it did change a little bit the tenor of his next couple of appointments.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease.
You got it.
And, Gail, the legislature and the governor put together a program on infrastructure, bonded indebtedness for the state that included schools, that included housing,
levees,
it included bridges and transportation systems, everything except hospitals. What's the status of those measures at the moment, and can you give us a projection as to whether or not you think they will pass this time around?
Well, in full disclosure, I'm running the campaign for the education bond, so of course I'm quite confident that that one will pass. But the full set of bond measures, which the governor and the legislature put on, do include transportation, levies, education, and housing. There is also a water bond that was put on separately from the governor and the legislature. So there's five bonds of major consequence on the ballot. I think it's going to be important that everyone who supported putting them on the ballot really go out and work hard for the next couple of months. Voters are slightly confused on the bonds because they've had to pass a lot of local bonds lately, so they don't know what these are. We need to do some education on that. But at the end of the day, I'm hopeful, and I think they'll pass.
Is anybody spending any money against these bonds?
Not that I'm aware of. But, you know, when you're putting on a yes campaign and people don't know anything about it,
especially with the exception
of some of the stuff, you know, I've heard you do, Will, I don't think people are that aware of these bonds at all. They're just starting to have some sense that this is happening.
Did you notice, Ms. Kaufman?
To put it on is with the yes side.
Did you notice that the governor co-opted our slogan, Rebuild California?
Yes, I did notice that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sure it was there all along.
Gail, there appears to be only one statewide contest, because that's the only one that the press is covering, and that's a race between Angelitas and Schwarzenegger for the governorship. However, every other constitutional office is open, half of the Senate's open, and all of the Assembly. How do you assess and determine, if you can, the potential winners for November in the statewide contest?
Well, I'll go down the list for a minute, but I have a question for you, which is, why do you think the governor refused to get on the stage with the rest of the people running on his side of the ticket? It would seem to me that this is the first time in years that he could at least argue with his being on the ballot that, and his ego, that he would be able to get other Republicans down ticket to win. So why wouldn't he this past weekend be photographed with them or really do any campaigning with them?
I think he's very interested in having you not know that he knows that.
I don't think he's a Republican in his... We got to go, m'lady, but thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to use you as a resource between now, well, and the next 77 days, if that's all right.
That's fine.
And it's welcome home to her son, David, who's been traveling abroad, expanding his role as my political advisor.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Ms. Gail Kaufman, for joining us here and keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Sure, take care.
All right. Bye. And, of course, earlier you heard us give away two free tickets to the Al Franken concert because Vince answered the question correctly, and it was, I did see the lovely and talented Miss Medea Benjamin dressed as the Statue of Liberty at the 96 convention, and we're going to give away two more free tickets if you keep listening, coming up later in the Keeping It Real with Will and Willie show, but right now, well, we're going to go next segment. We're going to have Miss Margaret Lynch, the Minette Mistress of Muni, and we're going to ask her what is happening with Muni, what changes are in store for our public transportation system here in the city on 960 The Click.
Do you have a herniated disc, degenerative disc, or sciatica? This is your old friend, Mayor Willie Brown, and I'm not easily impressed. But recently I visited the San Francisco office of Dr. Eben Davis, and I was extremely impressed with his FDA-approved non-surgical approach to treating severe back pain without surgery. Dr. Davis uses a patented FDA-cleared device designed by former NASA engineers called the DRX-9000. The DRX-9000 boasts about an 86% success rate at treating herniated discs without surgery. And get this, it's drug-free. If you suffer from severe back pain and would rather not go under the knife, then please call Dr. Davis first before you consider back surgery. Dr. Davis is offering Quake listeners a free consultation to see if you are a candidate for his treatment methods. Call his office directly at 415-392-BACK or, for more information, go online at www.backandwristpain.com.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
I'm Melody Thomas Scott. If you're a parent of a child with health problems, finding the best medical resources can be a nightmare. It can make anyone's life feel like a daytime drama. That's why Shriners Hospitals are so important. They provide expert medical care to kids with orthopedic problems or severe burns totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
60 The Quake, on the air and online, from the Richmond to Hunters Point and all the neighborhoods of the Bay Area. Progressive talk for people just like us. 960 The Quake.
It is 8:37 here and Keep It Real with Will and Willie on August 22nd. It's a Tuesday. My name is Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And we're on 960 The Quake.
And Mr. Brown, we have a caller on the air. His name is Terry. And he's from San Francisco. And I think he wants to talk to you.
Hi.
Terry?
Yeah, listening to Gail Coffin was interesting. It should be pointed out George Washington was a hemp farmer, among other things. But I called about something different.
Which is?
Back in 1967, there about 66, 67, you made Mr. Brown made reference to the Logan Act and the dispute over the famous telegram to Paris. And I happened to be up in 1974. I was up to the California legislature, and I heard the resignation speech of John Burton, where he was resigning his state assembly seat to become a member of Congress. And interesting fact hit. Because I heard both sides of the conversation before that, because in 66, 67, Bill Strain, who was the San Francisco Young Republican chairman, and Jerry Ducote, who was the Santa Clara County Republican chairman, tried to launch an abortive attempt at a recall against William Stanton, Willie Brown, and John Burton. And the thing didn't go anywhere, but it caused a lot of discussion at the time. And everyone assumed that all three had signed the telegram, but then later on John admitted in mid-74 that only he had written it and that he had just used the other names. And I just wanted to find out, was that the true story of what happened, or what really happened?
Well, you have to read the book.
Yes, if you want to find out what really happened, spend $24.95 coming up next spring.
When's it coming out? No, it'll be out next spring, but you'll be able to order it starting Christmas.
Oh, good.
It's in the Christmas catalog of Simon & Schuster.
And what's it called?
It's called Basic Brown.
Basic Brown.
The life and times of the legendary California figure of the last 40 years.
And you're not going to tell this guy?
That is not part of the minimum wage.
The Disclosure Act.
No,
yeah.
No, of course not. No, of course not.
Above
not
and beyond the call.
You kind of have the year wrong, too. It was 1965, frankly, when all of this kind of went down, and it was not a pleasant time, I must tell you, for Stanton, Burton, and Brown. It had been an occasion of real a confrontation, and the telegram was not sent to Paris. The telegram was to the U.K., to
London.
Members of Parliament, yes, and the man's name was Cunny Zaliakas. He was a backbencher, as a matter of fact. He was kind of like we were. We were backbenchers, so to speak, in the halls of the legislature. And so far, you have almost everything you have talked about, Terry, wrong. That's why you need to read the book.
But thanks for joining us here and keeping it real, Terry. And now,
also joining us is Ms. Margaret Lynch. Mags, the Midnight Mistress of Muni is here.
So for everyone who's confused why Will calls me Margaret, it's because he's met my mother, who hates me being called Maggie, and he fears her.
She insists on you being called. And what is she, about 4'11 or something?
Yeah, she's tiny. She's 84. She could take you.
Jeez. The hell is going on?
There's lots of things happening because every aspect of the broadcast process here at the Ferry Building.
Our sound just changed.
It reflects, but it's reflective of what's the activities that are going on in the Ferry Building. The fact that the market has opened already, it's Tuesday, and all the things that go down, you begin to get that. You see the birds flying, and interestingly enough, all blackbirds. Check them
they
out.
They came here for you.
Yes, in my honor. I went to a bar once in San Francisco. You know, you talk about things like black. I went to a bar once in San Francisco, Ovon de Visadero. And when I walked in there, I noticed that it was a bar where there were absolutely no other people of color in the bar. And as soon as I walked up to the bar, they were very polite. They turned the lights up and went over and started playing Bye Bye Blackbird on the jukebox.
No.
Yes, over and over again.
Is that bar still in business?
Not exactly. Because
did they have a couple of inspections that they didn't?
No, this was many years ago. I was not in a position to do the inspection, but what I could do was bring relatives and friends. And so
no.
Oh, yes.
You were inundated the bar?
Oh, yes.
I then played Blackbird yourself?
I went to the public housing projects and gave everybody the script. It was a funny scene. I mean, a funny scene. Because coming from the South, you know, you expect that. I would have expected to have entered by the rear door, and I would expect not have been served, not on the premises. But they served me on the premises, but they did turn the lights up so everybody could see who was there, and they started playing Bye Bye Blackbird. It was kind of an amazing experience. People don't believe things like that happen in San Francisco, but they really happen in this crazy city.
You know, we talk about all the injustice and we talk about all the inequities that are going on right now, and we forget that we live in a fairly blessed time, except for the president. Oh!
Whoa, hello. Yeah.
See what I mean? The sound changed.
Yes, and again, the sound change comes because suddenly the municipal railway is here. Represented.
I just bring all that busyness with
She's also in charge of parking, too.
Is she?
Well, the spokesperson for it, yes. You're the mouthpiece.
Oh, thank you for that.
I mean that in a good way.
Every Irish American likes to get paid to talk.
Oh, last night was Irish Heritage Night at the park.
I'm offended by Irish Heritage Night.
Why? You think it's an oxymoron?
Oh, they.
No, but you know, if they were handing out.
Willie L. Brown Jr.
Do you know any Yeats? Exactly. You know, I mean, if they were handing out poetry books by Yeats, I might not be offended. But no, it's, you know, green beer and green
clothes.
They
didn't have green beer. They did have the River Dance girls, though.
That's okay.
Of course,
that's
yeah, that
talent.
Was all right. Yeah.
And they're really good. One serving as mayor. On one occasion, the Irish Culture Center and Joe Donahue sent the river dancers over on March 17th to my apartment building. Right in the lobby, and the river dancers.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it was fabulous. These little girls, ranging in ages from about, I don't know, 3 or 4 years of age up to about 16 to 17. And, man, could they really performed. Then we had them at City Hall doing essentially the same thing. It was just incredible. We had this incredible ceremony. As a matter of fact, Margaret, you see that?
Yeah, you picked it up well.
I'm trying to police your mother.
She's feisty.
Is she?
She's feisty.
She's sweet.
She is.
Yeah, why isn't she running Muni?
Because you need somebody who took after my dad. My mother's sweet, I said.
And I saw Mrs. Ford at the park last night. Your boss.
Mr.
Your boss's
Ford.
Wife.
Oh, Mrs. Ford.
Yes.
Very good. We're trying to get them to shed their Atlanta
allegiance
and join the Giants.
Transfer to the G's.
Actually, his kids are already moved into the orange and black. So
well, they should.
Keep pushing them that way.
Now, what's happening with Muni this weekend? Is not this weekend, but next weekend. It's going to be a very tough transportation weekend when they shut down the eastbound link of the Bay Bridge. The whole, it's going to be from Friday night until Monday?
Yeah, and I think, you know, it's a Caltrans project. It's the rebuild of the bridge, the retrofit. And I think a lot of people are confused in terms of why they chose Labor Day. But believe it or not, Labor Day traffic, through their studies, is less busy. So it's just eastbound. For Muni riders, the 108 will still be running. They're still going to give us a lane in the westbound direction to go back and forth.
Uh-huh.
So if you ride in Muni and you take the 108 to Treasure Island, your service is still going to be there. But for everybody who's in a car, you can't get there. BART is going to run 24 hours. So there'll be a lot of transit.
So the people be going out both on the Golden Gate Bridge and the San Mateo Bridge.
Or ideally, if, you know, they're taking BART, public transit. BART's going to run 24 hours. So, and, you know, once Right, and once you get into San Francisco, we got over 80 bus lines and train lines and cable cars.
You guys
and
are all, you're about to all hook up, right? Where BART and Samtrans and Muni are all
good.
Yeah.
Right.
Interactive transfers and things of that nature, Will? Is that what you were referring to?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, hopefully the smart card's, it's on its way. And so that way you'll just have a single fare media to ride everything in the region. So that would be good news.
We're speaking to Maggie Lynch, who is a spokesperson for Muni. She's with us on 960 The Quake. And the 3rd Street Corridor, the light rail?
Really exciting. If you're out there, you're going to see our test trains. Looks like the bridges are complete, 4th Street and Adislaus Creek. And then the other great news is we have an opening date, which I know you don't like because it's January, but...
It's January.
Hey, January's around the corner, Will. We've got to do enough safety testing.
It's August. The kids aren't even in school yet.
Kids are back in school.
Oh, for
you need
sake.
That's because you don't
too.
Have any.
That's wrong,
that's
too.
Because you don't have any.
Michael Capozzola, our roving correspondent, do you have a question? Do you have somebody with a question for Maggie Lynch?
We do. Actually, there's a lady named Kay who has a question about biking. Kay, what's your question for Maggie?
My question is, what is happening? I was reading that they were in the newspaper yesterday that there's a big, strong support for the pro-biking people, advocates, and I am very a strong supporter of biking, and wanted to know what is happening in terms of continuing this struggle for the bikers to have more access.
Well, right now we have to wait because we have an extensive bike program, but we have a court injunction right now that stops us from doing any of the actual work on the bike program, so we can't go forward with it. We do have.
Who was the suit brought by?
The suit was brought by a group, and the name escapes me right now, but their acronym is CAR. And I think a lot of it was driven, it was driven by the fact that...
Driven? Yeah.
No, actually no pun intended, but thank you for that. We recently started to roll out some additional bike lanes, and the planning department waived, I believe it was the EIR. And so this group went to court and said you can't do that, that wasn't right, and the judge agreed. So currently, I believe the city attorney is working with that group of folks. We're trying to get to an agreement so that we can start going forward again.
And ma'am, you came in on the ferry?
Excuse me?
Did you come in on the ferry?
No, I walk.
You walk?
I walk.
What is that accent?
South African.
All right. Hey, sister.
Good to see you.
Both people of African heritage.
Yes. Absolutely. Well, you know, I hope, because riding our bikes along the Embarcadero, you take your life in your own hands. So I just hope that there's somebody really continues to support this.
We have a great group of people. We have a great group of engineers who work tirelessly. And, you know, the studies, the work that they do, the planning isn't stopped right now. It's just the implementation has been stopped by the courts. And hopefully we'll have a resolution to that soon.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
Everybody. Thank you for joining us, Ms. Margaret Lynch.
What I live for.
Midnight Mistress Muni has joined us here on 960 The Quake. We have some news headlines, and then coming up next segment,
I'm going to ask the mayor a probing question in a segment we'd like to call What Would Willie Do? Here on 960 The Quake.
Oh. 8:49 at 9:60. The Quake. Here's the latest from the Quake newsroom. Just a day after Iran's supreme leader vowed to continue his country's nuclear activities, his top negotiator is taking somewhat of a different tone. Here's what's happening. Iran today presented its response to Western demands that it stop its nuclear program. The response came in a hand-delivered note to ambassadors from 6 countries, according to state-run TV. The Iranian negotiator says that his country is ready for what he calls, quote, serious talks over the nuclear program, but he's not saying if Tehran is willing to suspend uranium enrichment. Only yesterday, Iran refused to let inspectors into a site where uranium enrichment activities are believed to be going on. The State Assembly has passed a hotly contested bill that would add sexual orientation to the list of protected classifications like race and gender in the state's public schools. The bill approved yesterday after already passed through the Senate. Under the legislation, teachers, textbooks, instructional materials, and school activities must not reflect adversely among gays, lesbians, bisexuals, or transgenders. The era of the retail music store is perhaps coming soon to an end, at least the current model. Here's the latest example. West Sacramento-based Tower Records has filed for bankruptcy protection. This is the second time they've had to file in the last 2.5 years. The company says it has worked out an agreement with the big record companies to continue to supply it with product to keep their business going for a while. Quake traffic at the moment. Real busy in the maze this morning. Earlier crash on the upper deck. Late Caltrans road work has backed it up, and it's backed up well into the maze. And slow through Menlo Park with a two-car crash. Don't have any lane info, but we know it's a 101 southbound at Willow Road. Quake weather. Sunny, warmer inland this afternoon. Low 60s on the coast and near 90 inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Ferry Building. Continues on 960, The Quake.
Now you can get the whole enchilada for next to nada. Introducing the Comcast Triple Play, the easiest way ever to get the very best internet, phone, and cable for one totally amazing price. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast Digital Voice home phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand, featuring tons of movies and shows that are ready to watch when you are. All for just $33 each per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. That's right, internet, phone, cable, for less than $100 a month. And everything's on one bill, so nothing could be more convenient. It's the Comcast Triple Play, all wrapped up and ready to enjoy. Call 1-800-COMCAST today. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any services canceled or downgraded during promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-229-1136 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-229-1136. 1-800-229-1136.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52- Go win. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Hi, I'm District Attorney Kamala Harris, and in 1960, California leaders pledged that every qualified student would have a chance to seek a college education. But because of population increases, over 1 million students could be denied that chance. Learn how you can help. Join the campaign for college opportunity at 1-800-459-9586 or collegecampaign.org. Let's work together to ensure college opportunity for all students who seek it.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask the mayor a question of local, national, or international imports.
Every day he digs deep into the well of wisdom and sagacity his years of public service have invested upon him. A segment we'd like to call
What Would Willie Do?
Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
In E.J. Dionne's column today, he laments the loss of the word liberal. He postulates that the demonization of the word started with FDR. Now, if you were able to lead the assault to reclaim the legitimacy of the word that is the very definition of the party, what would Willie do?
I would use that word over and over and over again in every public policy initiative, in every public policy utterance, and in every message that is being delivered. When I address the issues of social concerns, when I address the issues of minority rights, when I address the issue of civil liberties, when I address the issue of health care, when I address the issue of pension protections, when I address the issue of the distribution of pharmaceutical products on an affordable basis, I would associate the word liberal with each one of those human concerns and human expressions. And I think to the extent that you do that repeatedly, 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 you would reestablish the word liberal as being something that represents the standard by which all public policy advocates and persons should be measured.
And that's what would Willie do?
From the people who gave you the 8-hour workday.
Liberal. The people who gave you your health care coverage.
And retirement.
Liberal. Those who offered you the opportunity in your senior years to live with a degree of dignity and respect and support. Liberal.
Socially secure.
Those who gave you the opportunity for adequate shelter. Subsidized housing.
Liberal.
All, in fact, rooted in the word and the concern that Roosevelt exemplified when he led this nation out of poverty that was pervasive into the shining light of what essentially is today's economy.
And Ronald Reagan co-opted with his shining city on a hill.
And then the other Bush came along.
He didn't mention the moat and the walls around it.
How about the trickle down?
Yeah. I'm trying to be economics. Trickled on.
I've heard your presentation.
Yeah.
Coming up,
we have a great hour. We get a great 9 o'clock hour. It's hard to believe it's 8:58, 2 minutes before the hour of 9. And
what, and the waving of the boat people as they disembark.
And 182 minutes before the noon hour. But coming up, Phil Bronstein is the executive editor of the San Francisco Chronicle. And we are going to ask him whether or not newspapers are still viable. What with the whole new media age, people are streaming us in different countries and different states. SF Gates is one of the best websites in the world. Do you really need a San Francisco Chronicle? And he'll be talking with Willie and me, all here, on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Are you looking to upgrade your skills or pursue a brand new career? If so, look no further than the College of San Mateo. At College of San Mateo, you get the right combination of instructional and student support services to help you obtain your goals. Broadcasting, insurance, foreign language, photography, dance, biology, music, drafting, horticulture, psychology, whatever your interest, your best choice for education is here at CSM. You'll find a wide variety of classes offered at convenient times, great instructors, and excellent support services, all for just $26 per unit. We offer transfer, degree, and certificate options, plus an array of support programs, including career services, child care services, counseling, and financial aid. At CSM, we understand the importance of maximizing your options. We've made your goals our mission. So what are you waiting for? Log on to collegeofsanmateo.edu or call 650-474-6161. Register now. Classes start soon. Don't wait. Get your classes before they fill up. College of San Mateo. Your goals. Our mission.
06 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The suspect in the JonBenet Ramsey murder case, John Carr, is about to have his first court appearance. CNN's Jim Roop, reporting live from Los Angeles, tells us the proceeding will determine when Carr will be sent to Colorado to face charges.
And when that extradition hearing will begin is still undetermined. We understand that it could happen at any time, but John Mark Carr, we're told, will waive extradition, acting as his own attorney. If indeed he does, he could be off to Boulder, Colorado, as early as today to face possible charges of kidnapping, child sexual